Some downtown buildings are being renovated as several more restaurants will be opening up in the near future. We get the latest from City of Sulphur Springs Community Development Director Shane Shepherd.
Over on Connolly Street, you see a property that will become a restaurant. It's owned, it'll be a Mexican restaurant. And so that should be, probably within 6 months or less. I really don't know. But they're making a lot of progress on it, so that's good. And then right around the corner on Davis Street, there's another building that's being worked on also, and that's going to be the barbecue place from Deep Ellum. Mama Faye's is the name of it. And we're told that they're probably opening up in May. So I'm thinking May or June is when they'll open up. And they'll have a pit out back also to where you can smell the barbecue all over downtown.
Oh,
so that, yeah. So that will be a great addition. And going back down the road, down Main Street, right beside the what used to be the Knight's Head Inn is an empty lot right now. Mm-hmm. And if you walk past that, there's some footing that's going in. And that building is being built right now. And we're told probably 60 to 90 days, you'll see a lot of progress on that. Actually see a building going up. And that will be that Stone Oven Pizza, Arturo's, mm-hmm. that we see right now on Main Street. He'll have a home to be in.
Yeah, we've seen him a lot on Main Street. He's been just kind of opening up and just selling to anybody that walked by, right?
Right, yeah, he did. Well, he owned a restaurant up in Iowa. Oh. And heard about us, and in fact, they took a vacation all around Texas, came down through North Texas, did a little loop, came back up through San Antonio, 35 and back here, and decided this is where they want to do their business and live. So the owners purchased a property, a house, right outside of town, and then we're waiting for this to get done, and he already has an agreement to move into downtown to be part of the family.
So that's kind of neat. Somebody find out about us and decide that they kind of like what we're doing and want to be a part of it, huh?
Yeah, right. And we're seeing a little bit of that around some of the business prospects that we have, which can't quite reveal yet, but hopefully before too long we can. But for instance, I was in the Bishop Arts District, and they like the whole concept that we're trying to build this public place and also inject some of the arts. So they like the environment that's being built down here, and I think that attracts a lot of retail and dining.
The barbecue place was a real success story. That goes back, I guess, to the art of recruiting, maybe on your part or other members of the staff. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about how that all came together.
It's not an easy process, really. So yeah. There's different ways that we recruit. We have a business recruitment brochure or letter that we'll send out all over mainly Texas and also the United States. But we didn't do that on this one. The other tactic is that we'll go to either a small town or, in this case, Dallas and the Deep Ellum area, and literally go door to door and try to tell people about Sulphur Springs and what all is going on here. Then we try to get them out here, maybe buy them lunch or something, and they look around and fall in love.
Well, that's kind of what happened, right? I mean,
that's
they visited and they said, wow, we want to be here.
Yeah, that was probably the quickest turnaround I've seen in my career. Mm-hmm. I went over there on a Wednesday and happened to catch the owner there. Mm-hmm. And we talked a little bit about the town. And he said, well, can I come out tomorrow and look? Came out and took him out to dinner and got him in connection with a developer who owned a building. We showed him several buildings. But he liked this building specifically, and negotiations happened, and it was just almost overnight. He decided he wanted to be here in town.
But is this an expansion of a current business, or actually just the moving of one?
It's an expansion, right? Right. Oh, so okay. So they'll still be out in Deep Ellum.
KSST News.